Radio Iowa's podcast. I'm Stella Schaffer. Different parts of the brain handle reading and listening. So for radio, I often ask a newsmaker how to pronounce their name.
My name is Nasser Naqvi.
He's one of the scientists at the University of Iowa who've identified a part of the brain that plays an important role in addiction and offers a tantalizing clue about breaking a bad habit. The day their report came out, it started getting national play. Nasser Naqvi is a medical student in the Medical Scientist Training Program, a combined MD and PhD. Program. I asked if their research began with studying the brain or a quest to conquer smoking.
Sort of from both directions. I mean, we've been interested in why people smoke and what in the brain makes people addicted to smoking. And so, there have been some ideas about different parts of the brain being involved in smoking, including some ideas about how this part of the brain that we studied, called the insula, how that's involved in smoking. So we decided to really test the idea that it's really involved in smoking by seeing what happens when that part of the brain all of a sudden is damaged by things like strokes. You know, as it turns out, people who smoke tend to have strokes, and it's kind of one of the reasons why people shouldn't smoke, actually. So these are people who were smoking, and then they, you know, had a stroke or some other form of brain damage, but mostly stroke. And then what we did was we looked to see how strokes or brain damage in this particular part of the brain changed their smoking behavior.
The insula, a silver dollar-sized part of the brain, is responsible for sensations like hunger and appetite, desire with or without physical hunger. It's also up against parts of the brain that handle emotion. Having figuratively a hole in your head, damage to the insula made test subjects lose a craving.
It's kind of a very striking finding. It seems to be fairly specific to cigarette smoking in the sense that these people, when you ask them, did you stop eating or did you lose pleasure from food or did you, you know, lose interest in food, they don't seem to report any of that, but nonetheless they seem to have quite a sort of profound change in their interest in smoking. So one patient in particular, who we describe in a fair amount of detail in the paper, when I asked him, well, why did you quit smoking? He said to me, well, I forgot that I was a smoker. And I was like, what do you mean? Do you forget that you smoked? Do you forget the fact that you smoked? And he said, no, well, it was more that it was as if my body forgot the urge to smoke. So we think this part of the brain may have something to do with urges, and particularly learned urges like cigarette smoking. Because not everybody starts off wanting to smoke, but it's something that a lot of people certainly learn to do.
So the answer is to lose a part of your brain? Naqvi isn't recommending that after studying the stroke subjects who lost some of the capacity of that region.
Having damage in your insula may have other consequences. So, for example, you may suffer from problems with speech and problems with taste, and also certain problems with mood. It's not been studied a lot, but we think the insula is important for a lot of different functions, in particular emotional functions. So it's not advisable to seek out lesions in the insula. The possibility, though, is we might be able to sort of try to get at the insula and sort of temporarily lesion it by using techniques that maybe apply magnetic fields on the outside of the skull that sort of penetrate into the brain and may disrupt function in the insula temporarily. Now, we don't really know whether those techniques will work, but, you know, it's worth trying because it's a pretty painless technique, you know, relatively speaking. Pretty easy to do, and, you know, we can see maybe how it works, and who knows. The other thing is that maybe we can try to come up with drugs that are targeting the insula specifically. And then the other thing is, you know, what is this part of the brain actually doing in smoking addiction? Before we just start going and knocking it out, let's try to figure out, well, why this part of the brain more than certain others. So it's important to try to understand the role that the insula plays in things like emotions and feelings and how craving is an emotion. And actually, one of the things we're really interested in is the role of the body in smoking. So when people smoke, they get pleasure from things like the taste of cigarettes. And we know that the insula is important for things like taste. And so maybe that's a sort of a place where taste is somehow felt in the brain, this taste of cigarettes in particular.
We're still just learning about how our brains work, aren't we?
We certainly are. It's what makes it very exciting.
We talked about science fiction's Droud, the concept of a wire right to the brain's pleasure center, postulated as the ultimate direct addiction.
Well, you know, we haven't claimed to find the pleasure center in the brain. We don't know whether this part of the brain is necessary for pleasure, because most of the people we studied never smoked after they had this brain damage, so we couldn't tell whether they liked smoking less or more. What we know is that they wanted to smoke less, which is not the same as liking it less, and that's an interesting and important distinction. But nonetheless, you're right. I mean, that brings up this idea that, you know, there are parts of the brain that control behaviors seemingly that are pretty hard to just give up on their own. So, you know, it at least lets you know that the brain is somehow responsible for how you think and feel, which not everybody is assuming these days. And I think it's something that people should maybe think a little bit more about.
Could it be scary, too?
It could be for some people, I think. Yeah, the idea that, you know, your brain is in control, but you're not in control. But actually, your brain is you, so there's nothing to worry about in the end.
Look for the report of his team in the journal Science online at sciencemag.org. Radio Iowa's podcast. I'm Stella Schaffer.